My job is to somehow make them curious enough or persuade them by hook or crook to get more aware of themselves and where they came from and what they are into and what is already there, and just to bring it out. This is what compels me to compel them, and I will do it by whatever means necessary.
Welcome to the Black Girls Heal podcast, where we talk about healing our intimacy disorders, unresolved trauma, and building a healthy relationship with first ourselves and then others. Every episode, we will talk about advice you can apply today to break unhealthy patterns and grow in your self-worth. I'm Sheena Lachey, love addiction coach and trauma specialist. Let's begin. Hello, ladies, and welcome back to the latest episode of Black Girls Heal. I hope that you are doing well and taking care of yourself wherever you are. So this episode is about being clear about your trauma response, what it is, and honoring it, and making space for it. And I'm going to talk a little bit about what that means in a little while or in a second, but I have just a couple of announcements.
Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. Before we get started, let's take a small break to say thank you to this week's sponsors.
Attention to all my proud plant parents. It is time to give all of your plant babies the best nutrition you can, starting from the bottom up. And that starts with the best soil to help them grow happy, nourished, and strong. Post of Maine is an organic soil brand that is approved for organic growing and has been sourced from ocean waters and farms for over 28 years. With a full range of products that support every garden and lawn, Post of Maine products are made to restore roots to the natural world. If your soil lacks appropriate nutrients for success, by adding Post of Maine products, it will help regenerate the healthy microbes in your soil and set you up for gardening success. And if you have a vegetable garden, not only do you benefit via an abundant harvest, but find that there is less need to maintain and feed throughout your season. Post of Maine continually perfects the art and science of sourcing, mixing, and composting products worthy of the people and place that inspired their brand and the healthier world it was built to serve. Post of Maine believes in nurturing relationships with local retailers. The products are carried by tons of local retail partners who can provide advice and insight that is not found in the big box stores. Post of Maine knows, from beginner to expert, anyone who takes a hand to the land has something to offer the growing community for gardeners everywhere, which is why I love how they make organic gardening simple and approachable for everyone. So let's get growing. Visit coastofmaine.com to find a local retailer near you. Post of Maine, like the state with an E.com.
Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. Before we get started, let's take a small break to say thank you to this week's sponsors.
So you've heard me share about my journey with vitamin D and how a deficiency was causing havoc in my life, causing depression that was not helped by therapy, emotional support skills, and other resources that I had access to because the source was organic and coming from inside my body. And it was only by healing my body with vitamin D supplements that I actually saw change. And I'm not alone with me being part of the 82% of Black women in America who struggle with the vitamin D deficiency due to our melanin not being able to synthesize as much vitamin D from the sun. But Black Girl Vitamins is a proud Black-owned brand that develops vitamins to address the specific needs of Black women, like iron and vitamin D deficiency. Each purchase contributes to a scholarship fund that supports Black women pursuing healthcare education. Plus, they're vegan-friendly and free from harmful additives. Try Black Girl Vitamins to see improved health in areas such as energy, fertility, and pregnancy support, balancing your blood sugar, and more. Get 10% off your first order with the code HEAL10 at blackgirlvitamins.co. That's blackgirlvitamins.co, and use promo code HEAL10 to get $10 off. Take control of your health and level up your summer with Black Girl Vitamins. It's time to make this summer your healthiest one yet. With the crazy heat waves we are experiencing this summer, especially here in Texas, it can be hard to stay fresh while you're out and about. And that's why I've incorporated the Honey Pot's foaming wash and wipes into my daily routine. The Cucumber Aloe Honey Pot wipes provide a quick refresh when I leave a day of errands and head to a girls' night with friends. If you're heading to an outdoor concert or festival, the Honey Pot wipes are a must to keep you fresh between the fun. Both the foaming wash and wipes are plant derived, backed by science, dermatologist approved, gynecologist approved, and hypoallergenic. Get 25% off your first order from thehoneypot.co/summer. That's thehoneypot.co/summer to get 25% off your first order and join the hive today. And so the first announcement is I mentioned maybe a month or so ago now, but that there is a new addition to the Black Girls Heal family. And that new addition is our bonus club. It used to be called The Circle, but it's been renamed to The Bonus Club because it is the club that I used to give bonuses to every woman who's a member, just to make it easy. Bonus Club members get access to bonus Black Girls Heal episodes. Last month, I put out 6 extra episodes that month, and that's not including, you know, the 14-day live series that we had. I raffle off a bonus one-on-one coaching call for one of the Bonus Club members. They're the first ones that find out about the freebies that I give out. There's a special event coming up. That's the next announcement. And they're the ones who have first access to tell me what it is that they want to learn about. And first dibs on getting, a seat inside of those events, whether they are free or paid for. So yeah, just being a member of the Bonus Club is really great all around. And for every month that you are a member of the Bonus Club, it contributes to a discount on our bigger programs. You get to apply the balance to the coaching program. So it really is win-win all around. So if you are interested in joining the Bonus Club, it's under $20 a month to get access to all those things. You can join by going to blackgirlsheal.org/bonusclub, and you can cancel at any time. Totally up to you. So that is that. For those of you who love what I do here and want more of it, the Bonus Club is made to be accessible to everybody. And tomorrow I have that bonus call with one of my members, so I'm really excited to get to know her better. So that's the first announcement. The second announcement is about a special event that I have coming up. So I talked last week about the 14 days to saving yourself, where I went live for 14 days on Instagram and Facebook. And it was a series that I talked about how to show up for yourself, how to stay out of fantasy, how to set boundaries, how to face feelings that are hard for you. I did all of that. And I actually got some messages from people afterwards who were like, I didn't know about that. Like, you weren't following me on social media, or you're not really a social media person. I will later on repurpose those videos and send them out later on in the year. So I want you to stay tuned for that. And it'll be a free opt-in, just like it was free before, for you to just watch the videos on your own time. And I'll do like a special Q&A, but that won't be until later on this year. This event, though, is for those of you who may have missed it, and those of you who are still in need of community and connection. If you were either someone who watched those live videos, or if you're someone who may need some of the things that I talked about. So I know that the weekends and the evenings are typically the hardest part for those of us who are actually adhering to our quarantine. If you're not adhering to quarantine, you need to. I want every woman who's a listener of Black Girls Heal to return to me every week so that I can continue to pour hope and tips for healing into your life. And you need to be well and staying out of trouble for that to happen. So make sure you're following the guidelines given by your local community. And if your local community isn't doing what they need to, then follow what the CDC says wherever you are. So
that's my plug for that. But going back to quarantine and how that may be affecting us on nights and weekends, you know, those are the times that typically we would either be going out on dates or spending time with our friends or just going out and exploring and experiencing life. And so those evenings and weekends, even if we have a really great schedule, even if we really are working on our mindset, can be kind of triggering. They can be kind of hard. So what I'm going to do for the next several Saturdays until, I don't know when the until is, until things chill out, however long that may be, but for the next several Saturdays, I am starting a series called Saturday Night Lives. And yeah, it is supposed to be a play on the actual Saturday Night Live, because I will be going live every Saturday at 7:30 CST, Central Standard Time, about a different topic related to self-love, relationships, and or healing. And that's what I was saying about the Bonus Club. Like, those ladies are the ones who have gotten access to tell me what it is that they want to learn about. Like, they get first dibs, right? So yeah, that is what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about building a relationship with the most important person in our life, which is ourself. We're going to spend some time learning about comfort, and how to be there for ourselves. And, best of all, this is completely free. So just like the other 14-day event was free, you just had to be a follower on social media. This one, you don't have to be a follower on social media, because I know there are a lot of people who are not. And then also, it makes it harder to get the replay. So what you need to do is you just need to go to blackgirlsheal.org/SNL, S as in Sam, N as in Nancy, L as in Larry, and sign up. Enter your email address and you will be sent an email with a link that you can follow on that Saturday evening. And right afterwards, you'll be able to watch a replay. Make sure that you are selecting the date that your upcoming Saturday to watch. I believe that once you register, you don't have to keep registering. So like, you'll just automatically be sent the link every week. So make sure you don't unsubscribe in case you do. Do that just in case it does send that reminder. But yeah, I mean, no matter if you're listening to this the first week of April when this episode goes out, or mid-May, I'm pretty sure this will still be happening in mid-May. I'm going to be here with you, pouring out love and connection every Saturday evening for the women.
Hey, we hope you're enjoying the podcast so far. Let's take a quick break to say thanks to this week's sponsors.
As our country continues to grow and make new meaning of the intersection between current and historical events, it is so important to stay connected to the voices and the leaders who are influencing what progress, connection, equality, and truth mean to us as Black people. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection from some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths on NPR, wherever you get your podcasts. And who want it / need it. So again, that's blackgirlsheal.org/SNL. And I hope to see you there. I'm already have
over 100 women who've signed up so far. So it should be a really good time. So let's get into this week's podcast episode. So I wanted to talk about us honoring, understanding our trauma response and honoring it. And the reason why is because I saw a post on Instagram a couple of days ago. Well, actually, no, it started on Twitter a few days ago. And then I started to see multiple posts with the same theme of people talking about how don't let other people pressure you that you're supposed to learn another language and learn how to play an instrument and start a business and, you know, get out of debt and do all these things during the time of Corona. You can rest and relax and feel okay with that. Don't feel shame that you don't have energy to do anything else other than survive, especially if you're someone who's currently in dire straits. But even if you're not, even if you have everything that you need, food in the fridge, a secure job, it's still okay that you are emotionally spent. And I agree with that. But then I was also thinking, like, there are other people, obviously, who are saying differently, right? So, and if I were to put things that I have shared in one of those two categories, it's not completely in the extreme of, like, start a business and make the most of your time and all that stuff, but it's definitely closer to that, right? It's more in the, like, spending time and loving on yourself, but it's more in the do category versus the exist. And I was thinking about, both of these sides, if they're not careful, can villainize the other side, right? Like, so they are totally wrong for telling you to be productive. And the other side is totally wrong for telling you to waste time, right? And it's like, well, then who's right? And I was thinking about this. And the truth is that neither side owns the rightness in this category.
Hey, we hope you're enjoying the podcast so far. Let's take a quick break to say thanks to this week's sponsors.
Ladies, I am so excited to share that for this podcast episode, I've partnered with eHarmony, the dating app that helps people find real, genuine connection. And for me, this app has absolutely held true to their promise, connecting me to a truly incredible relationship and partnership with someone who truly gets me. Dating apps can be so hard when it comes to filtering through persons who you may not have anything in common with or who may not be super serious about the process and committed. With eHarmony's one-of-a-kind compatibility quiz, you get a baseline standard in every match of your compatibility around values, communication styles, likes and dislikes, energy levels, and so much more. My experience with eHarmony has always been superb, with not only the quality of men I was matched with, but also with our compatibility when dating, eliminating the stress of feeling as if I was wasting my time. So, join the dating app that helps users find their most authentic relationships. eHarmony, get who gets you and start free today.
Your trauma response is your trauma response. You need to be clear on what works for you and what you need to do that will help you feel better. That's it. That's the answer, right? So if you're someone who tends to, in your trauma response, when you feel stressed, what helps you feel more in control is to do and to be productive and to try to make things happen and to not lose sight of what's going on by springing into action, then you can do that. And if you're someone who feels overwhelmed and feels like they just need to rest and take a break, that you can do that as well. But here's where I want to give you some education. I'm using the word trauma response versus coping mechanism, because when we are engaged in trauma, our body goes through the fight or flight response. You know this. If you've listened to my podcast, you know this. If you're a self-help person and you listen to other people or you're doing your reading, for some of you, this is new. So either way, take a listen. This will be a good recap. Anytime we feel triggered, we go into fight or flight. And our fight response does not have to look like aggression. Our fight response can look like planning. It can look like overworking. It can look like anxiety and worrying.
It can look like creating. It can look like whatever it might be in the production and the doing category, or worrying about what there is to do, or planning what there is to do, or preparing what you could do, or stocking up your bomb shelter and like buying up all the stuff. Like all of that is a trauma response. Yeah, I mean, what's going on right now is traumatic, right? Whether or not it's affecting you currently or not, like you are witnessing and hearing about people that it has affected. And so that's the fight response. On the other side, the freeze or flee response is the other one. So that is the numbing out and watching Netflix. This is the self-medicating by overeating, stress eating. That can also be a fight response too. But there's that. It's feeling sad. It's feeling overwhelmed. And it can look like going numb. It can look like changing the subject. It can look like anything related to avoidance and just existing, just surviving, right? Along with sadness as well. That is the freeze or the flee response, right? And again, neither one of these are bad. Your body in both of these instances is doing what it needs to do to help you survive. So whether you're listening to this episode during times of corona or whether or not this is a year later and you're going through a stressful time, you can probably pick out which one of your two go-to responses, right? Which one is your main one, right? And you could have it flipped depending on the circumstance. But here is the right thing for you to do, in my opinion, in my humble opinion. Knowing that this is your initial trauma response to either go and produce or fight and try to like make something happen, or whether or not it's to withdraw, take care of yourself that way by numbing out and just doing the bare minimum because everything is very overwhelming for you right now. I believe the best way for you to honor your trauma response is to let yourself go through it and then see if you can use your own tools or your own healing or resources to come back into the middle. Because the middle is a place of balance. The middle is not a place where you always avoid and you can't function and you can't do anything at all and you just stay numb. And the middle is also not a place where you're constantly on 24/7 and you can't relax, because if you relax, you're afraid that you're going to lose time and you're going to lose opportunity and the next shoe is going to drop. Neither one is a healthy place for you to be in for an extended period of time. So what I have been teaching people, one of the things that I said in that 14-day live is I want you, it was the one where I talked about mindset and choosing happiness for those of you who were watching it. What I said was for you to, I was validating like your experience. I was saying, be sad, feel all of your feelings, go through that grieving cycle, right? Grieving birthdays lost, grieving graduations. Just two of my coaching students had people who've passed away recently and, you know, not being able to go to those funerals. Like there's a lot of things happening, people grieving jobs, people grieving breakups, you know, there's a lot of things, children being born and not everybody can go and visit. There's a lot of things that people can and need to feel their feelings about. And again, we don't know how long this is going to last. And so if I hear about anyone who's giving way to either avoidance or living in this place where they're on 24/7 and they don't relax or rest for months on end, you're going to crash, right? If you don't figure out how to find balance yourself, your body will give out on you, right? And then you'll slip into the other extreme, which is not having energy to do anything, feeling sad, avoiding, numbing out. And then once you do that for enough time, then you'll go back into your extreme of trying to be on and trying to fix everything. And you never find that sweet spot where you can do the things that are on your list. Go and buy more tissue paper if you need it. Clean up the house, but also let yourself just sit down. Just spend time with your family. If you're able to spend time with your family, to do a Zoom call, to tolerate not doing anything at all and letting that be okay for there to be empty space, right?
And for some of you who are on the other extreme, to be able to rest and numb out and eat your chips and do whatever it is you need to do. But then also to say, okay, but today's the day I need to do my laundry. And today is the day that this 12-hour day I have ahead of me. What's one fun thing that I can do today? What is one thing that brings me pleasure that I can take care of today so that the whole day really isn't lost? Because time is the one thing we can't get back. Like, that's just, I am someone who really, of all the resources, like I do have a lot of sensitivity about time and us making the most of it. Call it a trauma response or not, but it is a reality. And so you can spend your day however you want to spend your day. If you're watching a Breaking Bad marathon for the next 3 days because you have the opportunity to do so, then do that. But I just want to make sure that everyone who's listening to me who chooses to do that, that you are actively choosing to do that. That you're not doing that only because you have no other energy to function, and this is 3 months later, right? I'm not talking about the onset. I'm not talking about as all these things are happening, but I'm saying down the road, right, will you still be frozen? Will you still not be able to function? Will you still be on and giving yourself ulcers because you're worried about everything that can happen that you don't have any control over ultimately, right? So, to put it all into a short little phrase, I want everybody to find balance when you're at a place where you feel like you can. However long your grieving process takes, that's how long it takes. You're no better or worse than anybody if someone only grieved for 3 days and you need several weeks or so. There's no value statement, but I do want everyone to get to a place where they can return and build what could be their new normal. Hopefully that makes sense. Hopefully I taught that in a way that is honoring to your experience. That's it for now. I hope you have a great rest of the week, and I will talk to you later. Take care of yourselves.
Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. Before we get started, let's take a small break to say thank you to this week's sponsors.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.